So, Darren, congratulations on today's win. You must be pleased with today's performance.
Yeah, obviously, you know, it was going to be a tough game today. Obviously, they're at the bottom of the table. We're at the top. And, you know, they came as we expected, two banks of four. And, you know, it's quite difficult to break them down. But obviously, they worked hard and we had to be patient today. And when we got our first goal, we were clearly in control. But, you know, they made us work hard for it today.
I suppose with the win, of course, you're now 9 points top of the table. That was obviously important to keep you guys at the top.
Yeah, obviously, you know, we've just got to take each game as it comes. You know, all we can do is keep winning our games and then everything else will take care of itself. But, you know, we've kept a clean sheet today and we've won 2-0. So, obviously, you know, it was a potential banana skin. So, I'm pleased with that today.
Yeah, and I suppose is there plenty of confidence in the camp? You know, I know you say you've got plenty of games left to go, but your players are obviously playing with confidence to maintain this charge for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, we are top of the league and, you know, we are playing with confidence, but, you know, we won't rest on our laurels. I won't allow the lads to get too overconfident. I think it's important that, you know, you know, we keep our feet on the ground and we keep working hard and, you know, all we can do is what's in front of us and we tick them games off. And so, you know, I for one, are not getting overexcited. I think it's just a case of us just keep plodding along and keep getting the games and keep winning.
Yeah, and of course, today, of course, we had a lot of cancellations in the football fixtures. You were one of only five games across Sussex and Surrey. Were the conditions obviously okay down at White Hawk?
Well, I mean, the pitch was wet. I got to the pitch this morning at 8 o'clock. Obviously, we had a pitch inspection at 9. I wanted the game on. Obviously, we're doing okay at the moment. And I just want to keep getting the games out of the way. The conditions were quite tough. The pitch cut up in the first half and the second half. So it was a bit of a leveller, to be honest with you. But, you know, we kept our composure and we just kept doing what we've done all season. We tried to keep the ball in good areas. And obviously, when we got our chances, we've taken both of them. So, which is good.
Were Carl Shorten happy to have the game go ahead today as well, same as you?
Yeah, they were fine. I mean, you know, there weren't any puddles on the pitch. We played Thurrock last week, which was in a worse condition than what our pitch was. So, you know, the game was never in doubt, to be honest with you.
Both your goal scorers, Charlie Henry and James Fraser, good youngsters getting on the score sheet. Tell us a bit more about those sort of players for you.
Yeah, I mean, James has obviously been with us now for a couple of seasons. We got him from Bognor. We saw his potential in him and we went and got him and he scored, I think, 28 goals for me last year. And he's got 10 or 11 this year. He's been out with some ankle ligament damage this season, so he's hampered his season a little bit, but he's done particularly well for me. And Charlie Henry, we got from Macclesfield. I went up and saw him a couple of times, and I know that he's a great player, and he's played for Luton, etc., and Aldershot. So you know, I felt that we needed someone like him just to try and get us over that white line, and we've brought him in, and he's a great lad around the change room, etc. So, you know, we're delighted to have him as well. So, two great young lads, and hoping to keep them both to the end of the season.
Having those players played in sort of higher divisions as well will help you for the rest of the season as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think we're at a stage now where we need experienced lads as well as young lads, and we've got the likes of Matty Lawrence, etc., who, you know, have played 500 league games. So, you know, he's talking to the boys, and, you know, I've won leagues, etc., as well, playing and managing now. So, you know, we've got a good set of boys. They want to learn, they want to listen. We've got lads who are experienced, and obviously we've got young lads as well. So we've got a good mixture of boys in there.